the fifth chapter, we want to read one verse for the thought of our study this evening. The Gospel of Luke and the fifth chapter, and if you would kindly drop down to verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judah, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. At this particular time, I'd like for us to examine this verse and see where some came and notice two particular words. If you take your Bible in the Gospel of Luke in the fifth chapter, in verse 17, look at the two words, sitting by. And if you would, underscore those words as we'll come back to them in just a moment. I thought about the individuals that day that were sitting by. And when you read to verse 17, you'll find there were Pharisees and teachers of the law that were sitting by, and they'd come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. They had come to listen to the type of preaching of Jesus Christ. They were interested in hearing Jesus preach. And yet I've stopped and thought about the different types of people who were meeting at that place at that particular time. It's like today, the people that are meeting here tonight. I can think of at least four different groups of people that are here tonight. First, there are some here that have known the Lord for years. They've been obedient to the gospel call. They're dedicated to God. They love the Lord with all their heart. They love their neighbor. And they seek to please their Heavenly Father. They seek to give Him glory, praise, and reverence. And so I think about the group that has known the Lord for a long time. Then the second group that I'd like to call to your attention are people who may have obeyed the gospel, but they're just acquainted with the Lord. They're babes in Christ. And they may not have the knowledge that someone who's been studying for years has, but they're wanting to grow, and though they're babes, they continue to study the Bible, the Word of God. But then there are the third type of people that have never obeyed the gospel. In fact, some may never have heard the gospel and are not acquainted with its teaching. And then there are some who are just sitting by. There are some people that they are just here. And I want us to note in our text that there are people that oftentimes just sit by. Now keep that in mind, that those that were sitting by were the religious people of that day. Notice they were the Pharisees. They were the teachers of the law. And they were there to watch. And they knew that they were there for the purpose of hearing Jesus preach. Now I want you to stop and consider that in their mind, the Lord could not teach them anything. They knew it all. But they were there with the specific purpose of trying to find out who this Jesus was and to see if they could trap Him in some teaching. So I stopped and I began to think about these men in the book of Luke in the fifth chapter. What were these individuals doing? Now the divine revelation says they were sitting by, but there's a good deal said in just those two words. First of all, they could have been sitting by out of curiosity. I believe that in Luke chapter 5, in verse 17, when you see these individuals there, you see them there out of curiosity. They had heard of Jesus. They'd heard of the Lord. They'd heard of His healing power. And they no doubt wanted to hear exactly what He had to say. And today there is no doubt some in many of the assemblies where Christ is preached out of pure curiosity. People may show up just to hear what someone has to say. They've never heard about the real teaching of Christ, but they've heard about that sect of people, so they just come and sit by. But then that brings up a second thought. There are some people that sit by as a result of indifference. They're just not really concerned. It reminds you of the church in the Revelation letter and the third chapter in verse 15 that was indifferent, lukewarm, not zealous. And you know, my friend, that there are a lot of people that they can come and they take their seat in a pew and all they do is sit by. They are not active in the service of the Lord. They're not active in the worship service. They're not active in doing the will of God. But I'll tell you what they can do. They can sit by. And I'll tell you that you'll find that there are a lot of people that just sit by with an indifferent attitude. Indifferent to prayer, indifferent to the singing, indifferent to the preaching. I'll tell you, sometimes when you preach and you look around, people I don't think out there realize I can see them. And it's amazing what you see when you look out at people. And I know that it's tempting sometimes to do things. And yet when you look out at people, sometimes you just wonder, are we just spinning our wheels? Are we just going through motions? Are we just counting down the time till we can get out of here? And I'll tell you, some people just come to sit by, to put in their time. But I'll tell you, some come to criticize. Many come to sit by as the Lord would go around healing in that day to do nothing more than criticize Him doing good. And no doubt we've got some who in the assembly, all they want to do is criticize. I've met some of my brethren that you could let them walk over you and they complain you didn't lay down flat enough for them to walk over you straight. There's some people that no matter what you do, they're going to want to throw rocks, they want to criticize, and I'll tell you something, my friend, they don't want to get involved in the problem. All they want to do is criticize how you handle the problem. And that's not constructive criticism, but it can come in a very unfriendly manner. So that brings up another thought. What's happening while they sit by? While they're not actively serving the Lord, they're not actively following the Lord, their heart's not in it, what is happening? And I think that's something we need to think about. That just what is happening as the people sit there? First of all, they had a responsibility. They would have a responsibility of either accepting Christ or rejecting Him. Now, tonight, you and I have been incurring a responsibility. We're going to make a decision tonight. Either we're going to leave here as people that are dedicated to God, who are going to be committed, as Brother McCrary talked about in our meeting, or we're going to be people that just sit by. And we're going to make a decision. Secondly, some who continue to sit harden their hearts. I've seen people that were active in the work of the Lord and all of a sudden they've lost interest and they've hardened their hearts, and before long you look out at them and they seem to be indifferent. Their mind isn't engaged. Their heart isn't engaged. God doesn't mean that much to them anymore. And some, even seeing the Lord at this time perform miracles, they just sit by and harden their hearts. And that's true of so many today. They no longer are active. They just sit by with a hardened heart. But that brings up the third thought of our study. What was the cause for them just sitting by? Why did they come to hear Jesus and yet not take a part, not get involved in what He was saying? I can think of several reasons. One reason would be self-conceit. They looked at Jesus and said, "This man can teach us nothing. He's from Nazareth. We are learned men from the cities of Galilee and Judea, and some even from Jerusalem. Who could someone from Galilee teach us?" And so they looked down upon Jesus. We just came to hear what He had to say. There are a lot of people who sit in our assemblies. That's what they want. They just want to come, and they sit there, and they think that they can't learn it. I'll tell you something, my friend. If we become so conceited that we don't think we can learn anything, then I'll tell you something, our heart's not right. But secondly, some come and sit by because they need to have a need met. And that need is they have to have a felt need. Some who are members of the church come in and just sit by for the feeling that they have met their obligation and now they're heaven bound. They were present. They had their name turned in as being there. But in reality, spiritually, they're a million miles away. Their heart's not in it. And they're just sitting by to satisfy their own feelings. Now, I want to ask you a question tonight. How many times have we just gone through the motions of worship? And we walked out of here and said, I put in my time. It's like we punched the time clock. I think some people look at the church like a club. To have a club, you have to have three things. You have to have rules. You have to have attendance. And you have to pay your dues. And that's what some people look at church like. We got to show up at least some of the time or they'll kick us out. And we got to keep some of the rules or the elders will yell at us and we can get kicked out. And we got to put some money in the treasury or the preacher will yell at us. And that's all they look at. And they don't see the spiritual side and they sit by. But that brings up another thought. Have you thought about the message to some who are not just sitting by? Let me for a moment talk to you that are not just sitting by in this assembly. Those that are soul sick. If you realize you're sin sick, then we need to realize you can be healed by the power of God. You can be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins. Or you can be restored to God's people. Not by sitting by, but by accepting the Lord's invitation. When He said, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is an action. We need to be proactive Christians. But I'll tell you something else. Those that are in sorrow, you need the help of the Lord. You need the help of others. And you don't get that just by sitting by, but coming to the Lord and letting Him know your needs and letting your brothers and sisters in Christ know your needs. Edifying one another, encouraging one another, building up one another. Because if you are just sitting by, what are you accomplishing? And how can anyone just sit by when Christ is preached? I've seen a lot of local churches just dwindle, dwindle, dwindle. Sometimes we blame the elders, and that's fine. Sometimes we blame the preacher, that's fine. But I'll tell you what. Sometimes we don't ever look in the mirror and ask ourselves, am I growing spiritually? I'll never forget one time an old man who was sitting on the front. And the preacher said Galatians, and he was looking in the Old Testament for Galatians. You know something? It's sad when we're still on the milk of the Word, and we've been Christians for years and years, and we haven't grown. You know what that's a result of? Sitting by and not being active. The more you love someone, the more you want to know them. Someone you don't care much about, you don't care anything to know about. But if you love someone, you want to know about it. In college, before I started dating Mary, they had filled out these personality essays to try to hook people up. This college had passed them in, and I knew the fellow who passed them out. So I went over there and found out what she liked. And you know what? I took her to a restaurant she liked, but it was too long of a wait, so I ended up taking her somewhere else. But I found out a lot of things about her. You know why? I liked her. If you like somebody and you love somebody, you're going to find out something about them. A lot of people never take time to find out anything about God. But they think they're going to go to heaven just because they sit by. Jesus said, follow me. Take up your cross. Deny yourself. And let Him lead you to heaven. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, you need to be baptized and you need to be restored to Christ. We pray you come as together we stand and sing.